Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Get After It. I'm Sydney Pendergast, joined with co-host Elise Khalifa.
Oh my gosh.
Hi. So we have kind of a different podcast today. It's not the same. We don't have a guest. We are actually the guests ourselves.
We are the guests. It's a little bit special, a little bittersweet.
Yeah, it's the last one, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, because Sydney's graduating. Yeah. In a week, literally. So we're wrapping up the season with interviewing each other.
Yeah, and Elise is also graduating, but in a sense,
I'm still going to be here a little bit. But
we're all leaving, but it's okay.
Sad.
Yeah. Shout out to the rest of the LaunchNet crew that's graduating too.
Shout out to the crew. Yeah. So many of you are graduating.
Yeah. Teddy's going to be here, right, though?
Teddy will be here.
Good vibes, good
Teddy
vibes.
Teddy will help carry on the vibes.
Okay, yeah. At least, like, there's somebody that still knows the vibes. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So everyone moving forward, we're just going to have to vet through Teddy.
I think that's only, like, perfect.
It feels right.
Yeah, because she needs to be like, okay, exactly. Do they understand Orca Alley?
Are you a fan of orcas? Do you get the vibe?
Do you understand the vibes of an orca? Exactly. Yeah.
Are you an orca?
Are you going to body slam a yacht?
As needed.
Yeah.
As needed.
Yeah. So here's our fun little episode for you guys. The last one, I guess, with me. Because, like, yeah. I don't know if you want to take over.
I would be honored to take over.
Because, like, I'm like, we have to keep it going, you know?
Let's Get After has truly gone so far, and I feel like it's been such a good vehicle for our community to know our clients, but also just like our clients to get to know us and us to get to know them. So I think it has to continue.
They always like praise LaunchNet, and they're just like, oh, and I think it's great to like understand like their view of LaunchNet rather than our view, because I'm like, I love LaunchNet.
Oh, absolutely. We're a little biased, so it's nice to hear from them.
But they're
too.
Also like, I love LaunchNet. I'm like, yeah.
You're an orca. You get it.
Yeah, so you got to keep the good vibes flowing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I guess we can just, like, dive on
in. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Sydney.
Oh, man. Like, I knew this question was going, and I'm like, oh, man.
I was like, what do I say?
Yeah.
Look at my LinkedIn.
No, like, go check out my LinkedIn. I have my portfolio, like, just got a new headshot, whatever.
Ooh, I saw that. It looks really good.
I don't like it. My nose looks big in it, but that's just, like, a personal preference.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just like, oh, because we took them for my senior project, because we all had to take the same one, and I, like, wanted a professional photo. I'm like, it's the best I can do.
No, it looks good.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I'm Sydney. This is so weird. Like, I feel like I never have to be on this end.
Especially,
so
like,
weird.
Us talking to each other, because, like, we know each other.
So. No, I prefer to ask the questions, because I could just sit there and be like,
I know. I got nervous, like, going into this. So I was like, I'm on the opposite side.
Speak.
Exactly. I'm going to have to think. Yeah. Process.
I'm like, now I get it whenever people are like, whew.
When they ask for the questions ahead of time, I'm like, yeah, me too, dude. Me too.
me too. Okay, well, to get into it, I'm Sydney Pendergast. I'm a senior here at Kent State. I was at LaunchNet for 2 years. I joined February 2022. Now I'm going to leave May of 2024. That's crazy.
Yeah,
so I've been here for a little bit over 2 years. I'm a public relations major. It took me a while to get there. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I think I like it. I don't know. I just presented my senior project, and it was fun. But
you also won.
I also won. I did win. I won both judges and clients' choice. It wasn't just me. It was a group effort. So shout out to my group.
Shout out to the group.
Shout out to the group. I don't really know. There's not much about me. I like LaunchNet. I like this podcast. I think I like PR, but there's always that existential crisis where you're graduating and you're just like, oh my gosh, am I doing the right thing?
Am I committing to this forever?
Looking for a job, like actively looking for a job right now, catching a bunch of L's, but... We'll soon catch a W, maybe.
Yes, we persevere.
Yeah, but I have to move home to Pittsburgh, if not. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, it's good. Save money.
No, yeah.
Work through things mentally, you know?
That's what my professor, I stopped by my professor's office yesterday, and she was like, honestly, she's like, take a break.
Yeah.
She's like, you probably need it. She's like, everybody probably needs it. I was like, you know what, Steph? I was like, you're so right. I was like, yeah. I will sit outside, catch some rays. And then she was like, oh, man, I wish I could do that.
She's like, can I come?
Like, as she's sitting in her office, like, grading papers. I was like, oops, sorry. I was like, I gotta go. But, yeah.
You've been going nonstop for 4 years.
I know.
Like, well, definitely earned a break.
I'm like, I feel like freshman and sophomore year were kind of, like, good vibes.
Yeah.
No, like,
but it kicks up junior, senior.
Yeah, junior year was, like, such a blur. Like, the library was definitely, like, my safe space. Like, the third floor of the library was, like, my safe space. I was there all the time, and I can't listen to music while I do my work.
So I had
to listen to rain sounds.
Interesting. Okay.
Like, it's
I do,
a good
like,
vibe.
Instrumentals.
Oh, I can't do that either, because sometimes it gets, like, too violent with, like, the instrumentals.
Oh, that's fair.
And I like listening, like, I feel like rain's so calming,
mm-hmm.
but then, like, sometimes there'll be, like, thunder in the background, and then I'll go a little crazy, and I'm like, was that inside? Like, was
Are
that
we good?
Outside? Like, I don't, yeah, and it's just in my head, so, but yeah.
That's so, like, you do need to go outside and just, like, relax for a bit.
I think I was going a little crazy inside the library, but, yeah, so that's me. There's not really much.
I mean, there is.
I do a lot.
We'll get into it.
I do a lot, but I also don't really know.
I think you do a lot, especially seeing you this past, like, couple semesters.
Yeah.
Like, you have been getting after it, whether by choice or not. Like, you've been putting in the work.
Oh, yeah. I'm also in a sorority, too, but...
You are,
That's, like, kind of, like, such a side note for me.
At this point?
It's been a side note since, I think, like, junior year. It's kind of, like, you know...
just there.
I made my friends, you know.
There you go.
And now I'm just here for, like, the senior stuff.
Yeah.
It's senior week this week, so.
What does that entail?
I don't know.
Okay.
yesterday we had a movie night at like, our sorority house. But, like, half of people didn't show up.
Huh.
Pitch Perfect 2, though. Was laughing. Good it was, movie. Why was I laughing so much?
I don't remember that one as well.
It's the one with Hailee Steinfeld, and I don't.
Oh,
she, like, where she starts
yeah.
singing her own song, and then you get secondhand embarrassment. I'm like, I don't,
get her off.
This guy stinks.
You are a movie fanatic, though.
I do love movies, yeah.
I think because
me and my family would drive down to Florida, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And it would be, like, such a long car ride. We would have, like, this, like, huge, like, case filled with just, like, movies.
Yeah.
And I've watched so many movies in my life, and all my friends are like, well, can we watch this one? I was like, no, I've already seen it. They're like, well, too bad. You've seen everything. I was like, yeah.
I'm a pro.
Yeah.
A connoisseur, if you will.
Yeah, not so much anymore, though, because I don't...
Like, you don't keep up with them?
I don't keep up, but I kept up in the past. Mostly, like, Disney, though.
I mean, classics.
Yeah, I only did classics, like, you know, Star Wars.
Those are good to have, though.
Yeah. I need to know. Just in case
exactly.
any trivia comes out. Like, if it's life or death... And it's trivia. Like,
you know
I'd
they're
win.
Gonna pull from the classics.
I'd win. Yeah. I'd win. Yeah.
Have you seen The Hobbit?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I was gonna rewatch The Lord of the Rings because I haven't seen that.
They're coming out in theaters.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're doing a little special release.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, good thing I didn't watch it because I was gonna watch it and then it was like late and then I forgot how much of a commitment it is
yeah,
to
it's
watch
a long
it.
Movie.
I was like, I seriously don't have 3 hours.
Not today.
I was like, yeah, I started it at like literally 5 minutes in. I was like, oh man, I was like, this is gonna be too much. It's also like one of those movies you gotta lock in, you know?
Yeah, you gotta pay attention.
Can't
to
like
it.
Be doing like my New York Times in the back.
I do love a good New York Times game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. I told myself. You tell yourself.
Myself. Okay, so I'm Elise Khalifa.
Hi.
I co-host Let's Get After It. I did my undergraduate in marketing, and then I worked in the, like, startup, small business ecosystem for a while there. And I'm still currently in it. I actually got introduced to this LaunchNet position from the now president of Burton D. Morgan, Dan Hampu.
Who was a past guest.
He
listen
was.
To that one.
Yeah, if you haven't checked it out. But he was my supervisor when I was interning during undergrad.
Yeah.
And then when this position popped up 2021, he's like, hey, I feel like you'd be a good fit for this. Like, I can make an introduction if you like.
And you're like,
I'm like, that'd be so
you're
nice.
Like, Dan,
please.
Put me in.
I had literally never been to Kent State at that point.
Yeah,
I
she
knew
was in Akron, a Zip, if you would.
I was. Former Zip, yeah.
Former Zip.
Retired.
We got her unzipped.
And you got me unzipped and now I'm flashing.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
That worked out really well.
Yeah.
I came to Kent not knowing anything about Kent State, LaunchNet, but I started working here in 2021 as the marketing manager. From there, I've grown into the assistant director of marketing, and I'm also doing a graduate degree here in emerging media and technology.
Yeah, so full-on flash.
Full-on flash.
Yeah, full-on flash.
But it's been good. I mean, similar, like, LaunchNet is such a unique environment for the clients, the staff, the student employees. Like, it's just a really cool space to be in.
Yeah, especially at Kent State.
Yes, especially at Kent State.
Yeah. Great space, great people.
We prioritize the vibes, and I think that's really clear in our everyday activities.
Yeah. Well, my first question literally was going to be asking you about what got you interested in the entrepreneurial space, because you obviously went for marketing.
I did,
so
yes.
I'm like, oh,
I went for marketing. I actually fell into entrepreneurship, like, randomly. Like, I wasn't trying to get into the field.
Yeah, I feel like that's what happens.
But it was, like, my junior year, I think, of undergrad, and I need an internship. And I was like, I got a little late on it, and I was like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't even know where to look. Like, what's out there? And I saw the University of Akron Research Foundation was looking for a marketing social media intern.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know that. I can do that. So I applied, and it turns out, like, the Research Foundation was very heavily focused on more so, like, tech and research startups, but they help startups as a whole within the university and also in the community a little bit. So that's how I got introduced to, like, the entrepreneurship ecosystem. I was like, oh, this is really cool, actually.
I kind of love it.
People are doing so many unique things, and there's just so much that goes into it that, like, I never realized, like, from the back end of starting a business, but also, like, from the funding side, because the Northeast Ohio Student Venture Fund was working out of the same building, and they have a chapter at Akron, Kent, like, universities all around Northeast Ohio. So I started interning with them as well while I was there, and I got to see kind of, like, the funding and the behind the scenes of that portion of the startup world as well, which I mean, I'm not a huge, like, numbers person, so that one wasn't as appealing to me. But just seeing the unique ideas coming through, I was like, this is so fascinating. Yeah. Like, this is the root of, like, these big businesses that people do.
Yeah.
So I got really excited about the space. From there, we actually had a speaker during my senior year come in, and he was running an AR-VR startup out of Akron.
Okay.
And I knew nothing about AR-VR, but just, like, how passionate he was about his business. So cool. Yeah, like, the motivation he had for it. I was like, I want to get involved with that.
Yeah.
And he was, like, coincidentally looking for an intern. So I, like, stayed after class to talk to him. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh. I was so nervous because there were so many people waiting after class to talk to him.
No.
I was like, shoot. There goes my opportunity.
You're like, I ain't the one.
I'm not the one. I don't know technology. Yeah. But I stayed. I had a conversation with him. And then I submitted my resume to him. I ran into him a few weeks later, and I was like, hey, did you look at my resume by chance?
Yeah.
And he's like, not yet, but I will. And I was like,
good thing you ran into him, though.
I know, right?
Because I feel like just that, like, second, like, face-to-face introduction, you're just like,
it definitely helps.
Hi, so
I'm like, you're going to know this face. You're going to know me.
It's me again.
Yeah. So, luckily, he looked at my resume, and he was like, we'd love to have you work with us as an intern. I was like,
perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I started interning with him my last semester, and then luckily, which again, I will admit, like, I was not on top of it. I was not out here applying for jobs. I was just kind of hoping this internship follows through after graduation.
Yeah.
And fortunately, it did. Literally, woo! Like, a few days before graduation, he's like, we'd love to, like, hire you on post-grad.
Like, perfect.
So blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay blessed.
Like, absolutely. Like, I'm in. I don't care. So that was really cool. I got hired on to do their marketing and promotion for their AR side of things. And so, yeah, I started working with that startup, stayed there for about a year. They got acquired. I was there for a little bit, but then that company didn't really need marketing anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like,
dang it.
Right, I guess I'm out. It's okay.
You're like, bye, everybody.
Nice knowing you.
Nice little run ahead.
I've actually stayed very good friends with the guy who runs the AR-VR startup.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's been a great connection, like, great network builder. So that's how I got into the space, and then I've just kind of continued to work with small businesses and stay connected with all the people that I worked with.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Okay, wait. I know what VR is. What is AR?
AR is augmented reality. So, like, the Snapchat filters that you see.
Okay.
So, it introduces, like, a little bit of a virtual element into your actual, like, physical real space.
Okay. Because I was like, AR, I can only think accelerated reader. Like, whenever you read the AR.
Oh.
You know, for, like, your AR books. Did you have to do that?
I don't know if I did that.
Oh, my God. I had to do that growing up, like, literally in, like, elementary school. It was called AR. Like,
I don't remember
that. You had to read books and then, like, take quizzes on the books.
Oh, I don't think I did that.
We had to get, like, certain number of, like, AR points or something. And I remember I would just be, like, watching the Harry Potter movies and trying my best. Let me tell you, it did not work.
That's like, crazy. Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's crazy. Also, like, two different spaces.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Ohio.
Pennsylvania. That's the state.
Ohio, and then just singular Pittsburgh. Got it.
Pittsburgh is the state in my mind.
Yeah, it's either Pittsburgh or, like, Philly. It's, like,
yeah.
What's in between?
Yeah, who knows?
Who
knows?
Yeah.
But, okay, my first question for you was, what have you enjoyed most about working at LaunchNet?
Oh, man, I was going to have you in that, too.
You still can.
Yeah, okay, pause it for later. Okay. Oh, my favorite part about working with LaunchNet. Well, I just feel like I had such, like, a great time working with LaunchNet. I just feel like everything, like, I did here, like, I honestly, everybody, like, I feel like we always say this every time. We're like, what are we going to do without LaunchNet? Because it's such, like, a perfect space, like, a perfect environment. I think it was just, like, the environment, you know? Like, it was just, like, it's, like, so fun, but, like, we also, like, all doing our own stuff, like, we all have our own little, like, niche things, and it's just, like, so cute, and it's, like, not, like, like, you know, like
I'm not gonna help you, I don't care, like, what you're working on,
like, I don't know how to describe it, but I just feel like the environment as itself, and, like, even, like, the clients that come in, they're just, I feel like, really excited and passionate about everything, and, like, they understand that they're, like, actually being heard, which is cool.
Yes,
and I just feel like that they're, like, really excited. They're always making little appointments. I see them. I see, like, the same people over and over again. So I'm like, that's great, because I'm like, they still, like, want to really work.
Yeah,
like,
they're getting something out of it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I really like seeing that. I mean, I really like the podcast too, because I like hearing everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like I made so many, like, not connections, but, like, kind of connections with, like, other, like,
absolutely,
because I see them everywhere. Like, I see people everywhere now. Like, I'm like, oh my god, like, hi, how are you? And I love seeing, like, people's businesses. Like, I saw, like, Audrey and Bondin's what is it, like, not their cart,
the trailer.
Yeah, I saw that during the eclipse, and I was like, that is so cool.
Like, I know, like, you, I interviewed you.
I mean. I was like, I know you guys. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I came up to their, like, trailer thing, and I was like, whatever, the trailer. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, guys, this is so cool.
Like, your business is growing.
Yeah, and I see them, I swear to God, I see Audrey and Bondin everywhere. I'm always like, hey, guys.
They are everywhere.
Everywhere, everywhere. Like, I could just be, like, walking down the street, and I'm like, oh my God, hi. Yeah, and I'm like, going into Water Street, and I'm like, I give my ID to the person. I look up, I'm like, Bondin?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I'm hanging out.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and I'm, like, standing there holding up the line because I'm like, oh, my God, like, how are you?
We're buddies. We're connections.
Yeah, so I'm, like, talking to him. Yeah. But I, like, just love seeing everybody. I love seeing, like, I love enjoying, like, the space, the good vibes, the good energy. Like, I think that's my favorite part. I just, like, love it. I think it's, like, I'm sad that I'm leaving.
Yeah, like, you guys, the student employees specifically, are a huge part of fostering that community. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't have...
Except whenever we're, like, we give the sign
when we go to Orca mode, that is, like...
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
It does, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
Because overall, you guys have really created just such, like, a fun space for the clients to come into, for us, like, full-time employees to come into, so...
Well, yeah, I think it's funny, because, like, we all came in at, like, different times. Well, I feel like I just came in at a different time.
You came in earlier.
Yeah, sure. I came in early, and then it was... Mary and Caitlin came in together.
Yeah.
And then Teddy came a little later. But I just feel like we all just, like, kind of, like, meshed so well. Like, at first it was like, hi, like, what's your vibe, you know? And then we all just, like, meshed with, like, the same energy.
It's, like, genuine, like, friendships
are being formed over there. Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah, because I just, like, love, it's just the best way to describe it. It's silly, goofy, but in, like, the best way.
Yeah.
It's just, like, such a, like, good energy. Like an aura of like a color yellow. That's how I describe it.
Yeah, a launch net, like yellow orange, perhaps.
Yep. Exactly that. Exactly that.
Yeah, branding knew what they were doing with that one.
That's our vibes. Yeah. So I think I like every part of it, honestly. Launch net. Like, it's really hard to pinpoint like one thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like the whole environment, the whole space, even like the office itself. I'm like, we're in like a little tiny fishbowl. It's such a great people watching space too. Whenever people pass by,
oh my god, I feel like we see a little too much sometimes.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that
it's
one
a whole. It's a glass build. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Too.
It's a glass building. Like, there's just it's a little bit too much visibility sometimes, but it can be entertaining.
Yeah, it is entertaining, especially whenever like random things happen right out there, and you're like, hello.
Yeah, and like the audio is so weird. Like, you'll hear stuff from
everything
downstairs.
Bounces off. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, I'm like, why are we having a speakerphone conversation here?
No, literally. Speakerphone combos, the videos at full blast with our headphones.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, what are we doing here?
What's the plan?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So, yeah, again, everything. But I want to ask you, like, what has been your favorite part about working with LaunchNet? And I know you were, like, just here a little bit before I was.
Yeah. I would say initially, and this still holds true, like, it's still a thing, but I think my favorite aspect has shifted. So initially, the creative freedom that you have in LaunchNet.
Yeah.
Like, I could come up with the most random, like, event idea, and talking to the team, everyone's like, yeah, let's do it. Like, let's figure out how we can make this happen.
Yeah,
so there's no like, discouragement in the space. Like, even if your idea is, like, a little wacky, it's not like, no, we shouldn't do it. It's like, all right, how can we, like, tailor this? Yeah, like, how can we make it better fitting for the audience? Like, it's always just a very encouraging environment.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, still holds true. But I think my new favorite is kind of similar to what you were saying. Like, I just love seeing the growth in, like, our clients and our student employees. Like, and like you said, they keep coming back.
Like, coming out of their shell, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, the confidence, like, the personal growth, but also the business growth that you see in people. It's just so cool. It's just so cool to, like, you were, like, to know you were a small part of that.
Yeah. And, like, I just love it. Yeah, because I see Terrell, and I feel like Terrell was kind of, like, a little bit on the shy, like, shyer.
Oh, he was for sure.
Yeah, and now he's, like, so, like, open, like, he's so bright, like, and he's always just, like, so,
he
like, talkative. Because,
like,
in.
He wants to go network now. Yeah. He wants to talk to people. He wants to learn about people.
I know.
When he first came in, like, he was so nervous to do his pitch and just, like, get out there, but
he eats every time.
He does.
He eats.
He's really figured it out, and, like, he's just, like, grown more confident, like, sure of himself.
Yeah, his business has also been, like, thriving, too.
Oh, absolutely. He has, like, I don't know, 100K on, like, Facebook and Instagram and stuff.
Word.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. Like, I'm just, like,
can you, like, consult with us a little bit?
Yeah, give us some little consulting. Like, give us a little shout-out, perhaps?
Oh, a shout-out would be
nice. Yeah, like a collab.
Terrell, are you listening?
Terrell?
Are you there?
Yeah. But yeah, I like seeing that, like, seeing how people have grown, like you said.
And along that, like, I feel like they're actually, like, connecting with each other as the entrepreneurs. Like, they're building their own little communities, their friendships. Like, I've seen them work together and do collabs together, like, after meeting at LaunchNet.
Yeah.
So just seeing that network and that, like, growth of people.
I love, like, seeing, like, after, like, an event and you just, like, see them from afar, like, chit-chatting. I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
It's, like, a proud, like, parent moment a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. It's just, like, a weird, like, I feel like, I'm, like, I'm really proud of you guys for doing
exactly.
that. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to, like, collab. Like, literally, Audrey and Vaughn, like, collab together.
They came together?
Yeah, they were during class, but, like, that's whole.
But still. Yeah. And also, like, Audrey and our client, Dylan.
Yeah.
Tarquinio, who does the media, like, they've done photos together for their business.
Right.
I know she's worked with our former graphic designer and client, Julia.
Yeah.
So
she's always been collaborating. She's always been
she's
so
building
on
her
it.
Network.
Yeah. She's honestly killing the game, too. She always does.
Sorry, I choked a little.
Dang it. I'm like,
talking too much.
Cut that one out.
Yeah, we good. Okay. Yeah, so my next question for you, as we, like, talked about a little bit, you've been super busy these past couple semesters. So, like, what keeps you calm? What gets you through those busier days?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not really good at it. Like, keeping it all together, I feel like, well, I love my calendar. I say that all the time, especially, like, during job interviews recently. They're like, how do you, like, I don't know, like, organize your time? Like, my calendar, definitely. I'd like, school-wise, that's, like, what I did. I'd always give myself due dates before the actual due date so I can go back and look at it after, like, with, like, a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
But, like, in general, I think everything has been so overwhelming, especially, like, this semester. Like, I only had that one class that was so tough.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, so much. And I don't know. I just think the only thing that, like, helps me keep going is definitely, like, just, like, being able to just, like, chat, you know? Like, get my mind off of, like, anything else. Yeah. So, like, even whenever I came into here, like, I would just, like, we would just have our, like, silly fun conversations. I was like, oh, I needed that. Like, you know? Like, I just needed that little, like, silliness.
Little mental relief.
Yeah. Like, even with my friends, like, at my house, like, we would just, like, have, we'll, like, sit on the couch and just, like, chat. Like, have ourselves a little time. And I'm like, okay. I was like, now I can get back to Locke again.
Yeah.
Like, I just needed, like, an hour of my time where it's, like, don't think about anything.
Yeah.
And then I can go back into it.
Or, yeah, like, sometimes. It's a little
reset. Yeah. Sometimes I just need to be, like, zoned out. You know, I just need, like, my time to, like, zone out and then can go back in. But, like, honestly, I think my, whenever I had to organize my schedule was definitely, like, mostly junior year is whenever it's, like, I had to kick it in gear because I was getting so overwhelmed. I had so many, like, classes. I was taking, like, too many credits. I don't know why I did that. But I was, like, I just wanted to keep up with my schedule and stuff. So I think that's whenever I was, like, all right. I was, like, I got to go to the library. I need to make a calendar. I need to set, like, schedules. Like, I need to do everything so I keep everything in check. But honestly, the calendar, as, like, I feel like that's so, like, old lady. I don't know.
It's necessary.
Yeah, I was like, my calendar, I've had so many things on it, and it's just, that's why I'm like, whenever I look at it now and I see that there's nothing, I'm like, whoa.
Like, is that good or is it weird?
I was like, I just like have free time. Like yesterday, I just like sat outside and I was like, good. And enjoyed the outside. But I was like, whoa, I was like, I have really nothing to think about right now. Because, like, if I just, like, sit down with my, like, thoughts, I'm just like,
oh, that's scary.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Can't do it.
I know, like, that's why, like, I have to be, like, listening to something, like, rain.
Yeah.
Or, like, music. Because I'm like, I cannot just be listening to my thoughts.
Oh, yeah, because you
as crazy you as don't that
know
sounds.
No, I'm right there with you. Because, like, either you know where it's going to go and you don't want that, or you don't know where it's going to go and you really don't want that.
Yeah, but I think, the past 2 years I've definitely been, I don't know, kicking into gear. And then I, like, really tried to, like, work hard. And then I'm like, ugh, I work so hard. And I'm like, oh, man, now I'm like, can somebody please hire me? I was like, I swear.
I put the work in.
It's like, I put the work in. Yeah, we have our casebook that we just printed out. It's so cute. I didn't bring it into work because I left it at home. But we have our, like, book that we made. So I'm like, I can't wait to, like, show it to, like, literally,
get
like,
that on
the
LinkedIn.
Interviews. Yeah. I had to upload it. Because I obviously was, like, waiting until after my competition.
Yeah, for sure.
Didn't want the people to see.
You going to make a LinkedIn post about it?
I don't know. I just reposted. Well, because I just reposted a LinkedIn post that one of, like, my teammates did.
Yeah.
I was like, should I make my own LinkedIn post? I don't know. Maybe. Because I was like, we won. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That accomplishment.
It was good connections, too. One of the, like, professors, he's an adjunct professor who was a judge, and he's like, oh, like, he's like, follow me on LinkedIn. He's like, I'll help you. I was like, please.
Oh, good.
I was like, please, sir. I was like, I've been looking. And same with my professors. Like, all of them are super. I love all my professors, too. I think that was my favorite thing, is that all my professors are super understanding, and they, like, really want you to succeed, which was great. So they're always like, just like, reach out to me if you're like struggling. They're like, I'll try to help you out the best as I can. I was like, oh, it's like, thank you. Like, I love them. And I feel bad whenever people like have like the worst professors ever. And I'm like, honestly, I was like, all of
it,
my,
it really makes or breaks the experience.
Well, I was like, all of my professors that I've had in my field, like, yes, they've been like tough, but like for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I loved every single one of them. And I got really sad because they were all there, like, watching us. And I had the one for like my intro to like PR class, and she was the reason why I switched into PR. And she was like getting so sad. She's like, I remember seeing you just start, and she's like, it's so great to see you like blossom. And I was like, oh man, I was like, I was so small. Yeah. I was like so young. I didn't
know. You're part of that like client and student growth that we're talking about.
So I was like, that's crazy. It was just crazy because she was so sweet about it, and she was like, I can't believe we haven't crossed paths since. I was like, because she used to teach my senior class, but she's like stopped literally last year. So I was like, I haven't had her in a different class since like my sophomore year, because I switched to sophomore year. And I was like, I'm so sad. I was like, I wish I had you again. I was like, I'll keep in touch. I was like, it was just so great to like see her again. And she was like, I feel like a proud mom watching all of you guys. And I was like, oh, I was like, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, I loved every part of it. I was like, I loved my major, I think, you know, still on that brink where I'm like, but yeah,
I managed. Like your major also gives you like flexibility in the types of positions that you want to do.
I think so too. Yeah. Cause I can also do marketing too. And yeah, I've applied to a lot of marketing things too.
And as you're like navigating and trying out these different positions, you'll get a better idea of what you actually want to do.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, I found out like so late, like literally I think this semester, that I really like research and analytics.
Oh, okay.
And so then I was like, oh man.
No, I mean, I think there's positions out there for that.
Yeah, so that's why I did interview for a position with, like, more of, like, a research, like, an analytical role.
Okay.
I still haven't heard back, though. So I was like, okay. I did it, like, last Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just had a week.
Yeah, so I was like, oh. But I'm like,
okay. You can still hear back.
Yeah. The other one I haven't heard back from, but that was, like, an unprofessional interview anyways. No hate, no tea, but...
Nah, I've been there.
It wasn't.
They're weird.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm like, if they don't get back to you, it's still very, like, unprofessional.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
And so many places do that now. It's like, why?
What? No, like, it's, like, after you interview, too, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, they just, like, ghost you.
Yeah, my friends have had, like, that happen so many times. But that's neither here nor there.
Okay. They're going to see the hard work you put in. You will get hired.
I'm just like, yeah, I just need to, like, update my resume or something. I need like somebody to like be like, that's bad.
You know, if you want a set of eyes on it, we got an office for
you.
I know,
like I need to be like make an appointment at LaunchNet. yeah
set up a little client venture meeting.
So I wanted to ask you too, because like you've also had your fair share of like, you know, you're busy, you're doing your own thing. You're also, you know, grad student. That's a lot, especially in, like, the emerging media.
Yeah, emerging media and technology.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I wanted to ask you, like, what is, like, a dream, like, to do? Like, if, like, because that's, like, a whole different route. I feel like that's very new to, like, that type of, like, study. So, like, what's a dream or accomplishment that you want to do, like, later?
Oh,
it's a very open-ended.
It is. Yeah. I was like, wait, do you mean like a dream position?
Yeah, like a dream position, something you want to accomplish. Because I feel like that's such like a cool and unique like space to be in.
Yeah.
That I don't really know.
Okay. Well, I guess to give you a little more detail on the space that I'm like specifically trying to go with it.
Like, I'm like, are you coding?
I have been, unfortunately. So what I was hoping to get out of this degree, because my, like I said, I have a background in marketing, so that's very like business focused.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get more like design experience specifically, but I also wanted to learn like the tech area a little bit more, just so I had a better understanding if I was working with developers or like coders, I could like have an idea of what they need from me and just like learn how to talk to them a little bit better. Yeah. But the type of position I would like to be in is like a creative director or an art director, because
that's fun.
Yeah. I've noticed like within all the projects I've done here and in the past, like my favorite part is kind of heading and coming up with that like vision for the project. Yeah. So whether it's like an event we're putting together, promotional content, like I really like to be that person trying to like think of how we can, get our message across and like what that looks like visually. So I think for me it'd be cool to be like part of some big either like fashion campaign, or I feel like some of those like more fun brands like Bagu, Urban Outfitters, ooh, Vans, Bagu. Like, yeah. Bagu, yeah. Or even, like, Poppy. Like, they just, I feel like they do unique stuff Poppy's with so their marketing cool. yeah. and their brand and, like, either the experiences they're putting together for, like, influencers
yeah.
or the, like, ad campaigns and, like, the photo shoots that they're putting together.
Yeah.
So I think that would be something really cool to work on.
Yeah. Well, okay, the guy that was just talking about the, like, one of the professors, adjunct professors, mm-hmm. he used to be, like, the creative associate director for Spotify.
Oh, cool.
So, like, maybe, like, hit him up.
And putting the rap together?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, coming up with a vision for that would be so fun.
Like, that's what he said, like, and I was like, that's crazy. I was like, he just, like, said that, like, randomly. He's like, I used to work at Spotify. I was like,
that's a big company. What do you mean?
Spotify. I was like, dude, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. Yeah. So, like, honestly, maybe, like, hit him up and be like,
I'll get his information from you afterwards.
Yeah. Because I think, like, he's such a, like, I think that he was such, like, a cool, like, he's a new professor, obviously, mm-hmm. like, an adjunct professor, and he's had, like, such a unique background. So that's why I was like, oh, let's connect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll give you his information.
Thank you so much.
But yeah, that's really cool. Like, being part of, like, the whole design and being able to, like, be ahead front of that and, like, kind of,
yeah,
like,
I would take love charge. That.
Like, especially in something, like, so fun, like a Poppy. Because, like, I their know. Brand, like, I've seen, like, a bunch of their things and it's so cool. Like, it is I love cool. the way that they, like, kind of, like, make it pop.
Yeah, and I feel like even that was a good pun. Yeah. I feel like even seeing some of the, like, events and experiences that these companies put together, mm-hmm. like, Canon, for example, they put together, like, really cool influencer events that I've seen, and I feel like now that I have event experience specifically with Launchday, I'm like,
you do.
This is something I could, this is something I could do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I think being part of those, maybe, like, larger scale type of things.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that's a little PR. Goal. That's a little PR in there, event.
I'll pull you in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I have a PR person I need to contract real quick.
Me.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that's really cool. I think that's such, like, a unique, like, space, too, where it's, mm-hmm. like, you're having fun with it. Well, hopefully you will have fun with it.
Yeah.
You
know? I think that's, like, something I've learned, too, as, like, I've gone through jobs and stuff. Yeah. Is, like, I need to have fun with what I'm doing and where I'm working.
Yeah, because it's...
If I'm not, I'm not going to be producing, like, the best I can.
That's what I feel like about going into, like, the job space is that I also don't want to rush into anything either because I don't want to take the first job because I'm like, what if I hate it? And I'm like, it's going to... Because I have, like, three older sisters and they're always like, don't... Like, if you don't feel like you want that position and it doesn't, like, kind of align with what you want, they're like, you don't have to take it. They're like, you it's okay to say it. No. Yeah. And that's what they didn't understand because, like, you know, you're graduating, you're nervous because you're like, I need a job.
And that's, like, what you're... quote-unquote supposed to do
like
just,
that's like,
get
like a job. How we're kind of like wired to like we're structured, you like graduate and you immediately go into like the work field where it's like, and that's what my professors have said too, they're like, you don't need to immediately go in, they're like, you should probably like you should be still like applying, you know, like frequently, but it's like apply to things that you want to apply to, kind of figure out your niche, like it's okay to take your time, there's nothing wrong with that, which is like kind of nice to hear from a professor standpoint, because they're also like, my professor was like, I didn't think that I was going to become a professor ever.
Yeah.
She's like, I came into this field, and she's like, then I came back, and she's like, something happened. She's like, now I'm here, like, teaching all these classes.
Sometimes it clicks.
She's teaching, like, the most classes I've ever, like, seen.
Oh, wow.
She's so crazy. She's amazing. She's amazing. She'll like grade papers, like you see like whenever they're like making comments and suggestions and it's like 1 a.m and then we have class at like 8 a.m
I oh my like, god
stuff like are you wired like I don't
take
know.
A break
yeah
maybe?
So she's crazy, but yeah, it's okay to take a break and find what you love.
Absolutely. And I think something I've realized as I've gotten older too is like really looking at the work environment and the culture there, because like initially, like, it's not something I really thought about going into positions, but as I've done more and I've, like, now experienced really positive work environments, I'm like, I can't imagine being in, like, anywhere else, like, in such a negative space. So
I know, yeah.
Definitely, excuse me, definitely consider that as you're, like, looking at positions.
Yeah, well, my sister was, like, asked to speak to someone roughly, like, around your age. Like,
oh, yeah,
for sure. And be, like, how is the environment, like, how do you feel about the environment, like, because they'll be upfront and honest, because I feel like they'll really communicate more, whereas, like, somebody older is trying to, like, really just, like, grab you and reel you in, you know? So it's kind of, like, I don't know, those corporate sort of settings sometimes are so intimidating, and it's, like, is I don't want it to be, like, dead and bare. Like, I had my internship, and it was cool and all, but it was also, like, nobody worked in person.
Yeah, and it was tougher.
It was definitely a laid back, more so like type of environment, because it was like a tech company. Like, everybody was super friendly, super nice, so it wasn't like as intimidating. But it was just like dead and bare, and I felt like I was like, where am I?
Especially like early on in a company, like you just entering that space. Like, well, it's nice to have a little bit of that like community around.
Yeah,
you.
And I know somebody that went to like my like middle school, like way like elementary and middle school, like way long ago, she worked in the PR field for them, and she left because she was like, I just felt like I wasn't getting any like personal interaction. She was like, there was nothing. She loved the company so much, but she was like, nobody ever goes in. She's like, it's just a tough space to be in. She's like, I want to go into the office.
Especially because then you might not feel like an actual like team or a unit. You know?
I feel like working from home was such like an exciting thing, because people are like, oh, I can just like do everything like online, but then it's like you miss out on like
kind of alone
the personal interaction. And that's why like hybrid's cool, because you can do like both.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then like the 100, like I've been trying, like I will not apply to anything that's 100% remote, because I'm like, how am I supposed to learn anything? How am I supposed to be a part of a team? So I'm like, I don't want that. I was like, I need to go into an office.
It's hard to like build up your network with that too.
Yeah, it's like how to, like I'm like, I literally, because trying to learn things over like a Zoom or something is so weird to, like I can't process it. I'm like, you have to be here physically in person and show me, like, how to do it. Like, I'm such, like, a visual and, like, I need to be there doing it with you, like, type of learner. But, yeah, I can't do it. I'm, like, I need the personal interaction.
I agree.
I was like, who am I also supposed to, like, talk to? Like, I can't just talk to myself.
Right, yeah. And, like, what if I need to vent about something? Like, no one else is going to get it except for someone I work with.
I can't just be, like, doing, like, a Teams message, being like, hey, what's up? Like, a water cooler chat.
Yeah, right. Oh, my Teams. Gosh. People try that with Teams, and I'm like, it's not the same. Not the same.
Yeah. Oh, sorry to, like, I feel like we've been going off on, like, different
I think
routes.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Because we were, like, going into this, Sydney and I were talking right before, and we're like, what do we talk about? What do we ask each other? What do we say?
Like, I was like, I know everything, but I know that not everybody else knows everything. Yeah. So I'm like, what do I need to ask?
But this is good. We're just, it's going, it's flowing. And
Did I just ask you a question?
You did, yes. So I wanted to ask you, and this might have like a couple follow-ups, but how has it been? They're minor. How has it been taking on and leading your own podcast here?
I don't know. Like immediately.
Great.
I don't know.
Next question.
It's been honestly good. I think it was scary going into it. We never did the road to Todd. We just never made it to Todd. My group member, though, I feel like a long time ago that her friend, like, knows Todd, is, like, family friends with Todd. So, I was like, I should have just been like, hey.
Listen, he's probably upstairs right now. You can just go
probably,
stop
like,
by.
Hear us. Like, he's probably like, what is it? Like, your ears are ringing if somebody's, like, talking about you. He's probably, like, looking around.
They are burning right now.
I think it's been fun. I think it was scary coming into it because I was excited because I love podcasts were such like a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they still are.
They
honestly
still are,
I've been listening to more podcasts recently. I think I took a break from them, but my favorite was obviously like Crime Junkie. Like I loved listening.
Yeah.
I still do, but I think it was scary because I'm like, oh, I have to like talk to these people. Like I don't know them. I was like, they don't know the vibes. I think the scariest one was Ken because I was like, I couldn't like catch his vibe. I was like, because I feel like he has more of like a drier sense of humor or something.
Yes.
Like it was just like
I feel like it's harder too because like when you look at like titles and positions, like he's the
like,
dean of the libraries.
He's the dean of the libraries. I was like, I love the library.
Yeah, so much pressure. I'm a big fan.
It's like, especially during junior year, I was like, this was my space. And I'm like, what's your favorite floor of the library? He's like, meh. And I was like, oh, yeah, no. I was like, that's a...
No,
yeah.
I don't have one either.
Yeah, I was like, the third floor? He's like, yeah, well, that's where I work. And I was like, oh. So it's not a safe space for you.
Got it.
Got it. I was like, safe space for me, because, like, nobody goes there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it was definitely, like, a little intimidating at first, but I really enjoyed just, like, taking over it. I think learning this mixer stuff was not as hard as I thought it was going to be either. It's just the fact that there was nothing working at one point. So everything was like silent. We would like record an hour-long podcast and it would just be silent.
It was nothing.
There was one where it's like Elise, like her mic wasn't working, and sounded, oh my like, god, she was talking outside of like the building, and I was like, all right,
can't use that.
But I think it was, like, it's been really fun, honestly, because, like, sometimes I just, like, I like to, like, just listen to people's stories and listening to them
like to
talk.
Ponder.
Well, sometimes I'm, like, too invested into it, and I'm, like, listening, and I'm, like, and then they stop, and I'm, like, oh, my God. I was, like, I wasn't even, like, thinking about, like, what to ask.
Yeah.
I was, like, that's so cool. Like, I'm just, like,
you were
fascinated.
In the moment.
Yeah, I'm, like, fascinated by what they're saying, and I'm, like, oh, wait. I was, like, give me a second. I was, like, I need to compile all my thoughts, but... Yeah, I've had, like, such a great time. I think it's fun. It's, like, easy to edit. It's not really too hard, so.
That's reassuring as someone who's probably taken over this.
Because like, you can use, like, some other thing, like, on Adobe, but I just use Premiere Pro because it's just so much easier. So, yeah. Like, you can see, like, the audio waves. You could, like, put things into it. So, not, like, I was like, it still sounds the same. Except whenever the mixer's not working, but, yeah. I think it's been fun. I've had a fun time with it. How, like, you liked it, like, being a co-host?
I've actually really enjoyed it. I haven't done any podcasting stuff prior to this.
Me neither.
Well, you sound like a natural, honestly. I feel like when we initially started, it was just you interviewing people, which I think worked well and stuff, but just being, like, in the room and kind of seeing the interactions, I feel like... It was a nice addition to have, like, a second person there.
I think so, too.
Just to, like, bounce off of and then,
well,
like...
Well, I was so nervous in, like, the first few. I was like, oh, my gosh. And again, like, I'd get too invested into, like, my own thoughts. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was
exactly. Like, I so, like, when one of us, like, tunes in, tunes out, like, and just focuses on a story, the other one can kind of pick up and be like, okay, here's the next follow-up.
Yeah.
So I think it's been a really good dynamic that we've had for these episodes. Mm-hmm. And... I've just had so much fun with
it. I think it's such, like, I just like to talk, so I'm like, sometimes it's just, like, fun just to chit-chat.
Yeah, and like you said, like, the little mental break, a little mental reset.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to think too hard about
except whenever you ask, like, who am I? I'm like, I don't know.
Once we start getting the questions pointed to us, it's like, like, this isn't as fun.
I get it now. Like, whenever people are, like, on the spot and they're like... Like, I'm gonna need a minute. I was like, don't worry. I was like, I can cut it.
Take your time.
It's like,
we're
take
good.
Your time. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I think it's been really good. I think it's been a good experience for me, too, just because I think I am someone who's, like, typically a little bit more shy or on the quiet side. So it's been nice. Oh, is that not? Maybe not. Maybe I've,
like,
grown out of it.
So. I feel like you really, like, know how to chat, you know? You really know how to network.
Good.
You really know how to chat.
So I'm growing out of that phase, which is nice to hear.
No, yeah. I've never, like, I don't think I've ever seen that, like, side of you. Like, I definitely, like, a little bit more, like, quieter and reserved, but not, like, in the sense where it's, like, shy, you know?
Oh, good.
I've never seen that,
That's good to hear. Like, growing up, I know whenever there were, like, the parent-teacher interviews in elementary school, they'd be like, she's so quiet. Like, she doesn't say anything.
They're like, is she mute?
Is she okay?
No,
and, like, my mom is someone who is very, like, vocal. So when they would meet her and then see me, they're like, are you sure, like, you guys are related? Like,
yeah.
I don't know about this.
No, I, like, during those, I think they would usually just go, so she just, like, has her head in the clouds. Like, I'm always just, like, in my own world, just, like, na-na-na-na-na. And then it would just always be that. My mom's like, you just need to, like, lock in. I was like, it can't.
I don't think so.
I was like, what
That's
do you
not
mean
for me.
You don't think about other things? I'm like,
how
if
do
I'm,
you not?
I was like, if I'm bored, I'm gonna start thinking about other things. I'm in my own world.
I got other stuff to focus
Duh.
On.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was always a big thing. It's just, I've always been in my own world. Just, like, up here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, gotta lock in.
It's okay. And you did lock in when needed.
When needed.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
As needed.
Sometimes needed.
And sometimes did.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's been a fun time podcasting.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for someone who wants to start a podcast?
Honestly, just to, like, advice to start it. Well, obviously, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, especially even, like, if it's just a single thing, you know, because Teddy does hers.
Mm-hmm.
She just, like, talks, like, you know, little, like, notes, has little different, like, sections, yeah. And she, like, kills it. So
it's just, like, a little conversation with Teddy.
Yeah, you're just, like, having, like, a conversation, basically. And, like, I think it's just, it's really easy to pick up. Like, anybody could do podcasting. It's just, like, what will set you apart from, like, the rest. You have to find your niche. You have to find, like, what audience you want to target. So I just, like, think if you want to do it, you can really do it. And anybody's podcast, I feel like, can blow up.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's so many that have been. It's, like, an oversaturated market now, because I feel like every single, like, YouTuber, like, TikToker, like, anybody that's ever had, like,
any social media presence. Yeah.
They have done it, but only so many are, like, actually good. Like, the Cancel podcast with Tana. So good.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's good because she talks about, like, the most controversial things, and she does not care.
She does.
She doesn't care at all. So, like, that's what's good, is that she'll dish out the tea, and everybody loves the tea. Like, The Color Daddy was so good because it was, like, so, like, this is what we wanted now. But now it's kind of changed a market where it's, like,
it has.
I feel like she's just, like, interviewing, like, famous people and, like, getting the tea on them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like it's not the same, but it's still good.
Yeah, going to what you said about, like, knowing your niche and the audience that you want to focus on, I feel like there's a market for so much out there.
Yeah.
So, like, once you find that audience, you can definitely see success with whatever you're working on.
Yeah, and I feel like podcasting is such, like, an easy thing because, like, you don't, like, the audience doesn't have to lock in, you know? They could be doing whatever. Like, it's not something where you, like, scroll on TikTok. Like, you don't have to put in as much as, like, a video sort of, like, format
consume the content.
Yeah, so, like, it's literally just, or even just to make. Like, you literally just need to find, well, especially if you're at Kent, like, go to the SMS. Like, they already have
Shout out to Hillary.
Shout out, Hillary. Yeah, no, because they already have it here. Like, you don't really need anything.
Yeah, like, financially, you don't put anything into it.
You just hit record and you just start chit-chatting
away.
You're good to go. Yeah, so.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it's really not hard to edit, like, just look
just
up
a few
some
cuts
tutorials
here and there,
like Control K. That's how you cut.
Memorize that.
You just do that, and then you just do ripple delete, and then you figure it out.
Beautiful.
And then you have to mix the sound a little bit, but that's not too hard.
You can figure that out.
Yeah, find your music. The artwork, though, dude, such not like a creative like eye type of person. I don't know what it is, especially during, like, my senior project. I literally told them, I said, I'll put in the content. But I was like, if I have to do anything, like, creative-wise, I was like, do not put me in.
Yeah.
Because I'm such, like,
Take me out, coach. I'm not
doing
it.
Like, I literally told them, like, all throughout the project, I was like, I'm such a put-me-in coach. I was like, if you need me anywhere, I'll be there. Sometimes I definitely regret me saying that, but I was like, I think I'd rather take stress off of somebody else and then, like, put it on me, and then I'd be like, oh, man.
That's so generous of you, but, like, look out for yourself.
No, I'd do it, and I'd be like, oh, dang it. I'm, like, in the middle of it, I was like, I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
But I like to do that because I'm like, I want to be a part of the project as much as possible. But
yeah, you're a team player.
I am a team player. I was like, I'm definitely not that. Definitely for that project, I know my place. I think that's, like, I'm very self-aware. I was like, I know my place. Everybody wants to always be a team leader. Knew I wasn't going to be the team leader. I came into it being like, put me in wherever. It's like, as long as I'm not leading this group, don't even worry about it. So I knew that, but, like, the creative aspects, like, we had to design the case book, and, like, we had to make, like, the presentation look, like, aesthetically pleasing, and I was like, don't. I was like,
somebody else do that.
I will put in the content, do not, like, I was like, fix whatever, and, like, I tried to, like, make it a little bit pretty, like, while I was trying to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, the one girl was like, I came into our class, and she was like, no, it, like, it looks like a little, like, it looks good. I said, I literally don't care if you tell me it looks bad.
Yeah.
I was like, I know it does.
Make it match, make it look good, it's fine.
Yeah, and that's, like, the one thing I was like, I am really good at taking, like, I can take criticism, like, if there's, like, because I, again, like, I'm self-aware. I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, like, that's the thing is that, and one of my group members sent me, like, we had to do peer reviews, and she sent me her, like, thoughts on, like, the peer review. She's like, I just, like, wanted to, like, let you know, like, this is how I felt about, like, the project and, like, how you did. And, like, obviously, like, she put me, like, you couldn't give everybody, like, a 5-star review because, like, you know, they're, like, not everybody's perfect. Yeah. So she's like, I only docked you for one because she's like, you wrote in, like, passive voice and, like, sometimes, like, you, like, the creative aspect and stuff. I was like, don't even worry like, about
I
it.
I know. Yeah. I know.
But, like, I think she said, like, you were really good at taking criticism, even if it was, like, to your own detriment. I was like, yeah, dude. I was like...
like, hit me. I already said it to myself.
Because I'm, like, I literally told them at the beginning of the project, I was like, if you're being passive-aggressive, I'm going to hate that more. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get angry because I'm going to be like, just say it to my face.
Exactly, yeah.
I was like, I don't care. I was like, I'm not going to... I was like, I grew up with 3 older sisters. Whatever you say to me will not hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I was like...
You're like, nothing can compare. It's like, fine.
You haven't played a game of Monopoly with my sisters. Like,
oh, I've heard you talk about that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't tough. Want to.
Yeah, tears were being shed. Like, yeah.
Straight into the community chest, right?
It's like, I gotta go to jail. I don't know.
I'm safer in there.
That's whenever it gets bad, whenever you feel safer in jail.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really wanted to ask you more so on, like, the creative side. So we're... You've been in the entrepreneurial space for a while. You just stumbled upon it.
Yes.
So if you could start any business, what would it be?
Ooh, okay. I feel like it's almost, like, weird that I haven't
I know.
Had, like, a venture
like,
yet.
Because at first I was, like, making that question. I was like, wait,
does she? I haven't started my own business. I have my friend. She runs a small business where she does, like, travel stuff for skiing and snowboarding. Yeah. So I've helped her with that, but I haven't pursued my own. I feel like I've had, like, random, like, little ideas, but nothing crazy. But one of them, so I grew up in an Asian household. I'm Pakistani, so I grew up in that, like, South Asian kind of culture and environment. Mm-hmm. And something I've noticed as I've gotten older and, like, connected with more people from, like, India, Pakistan, those areas, is that there's, like, scales of, like, how much people are committed to the culture versus how much they're, like, more lenient, more, yeah. like, modern, Americanized. And it's hard to find, like, friends who are Asian who are on that same wavelength as right. you of, like, how modern they are versus how, like, hardcore stuck to the culture
right.
they are.
Yeah.
So, kind of a dating app, but more for friendships. So it's
yeah.
like a friendship
like
app.
Like a Bumble BFF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, trying to find people who are on that same wavelength as you.
Yeah.
So there's a couple terms, like halal, which is, like, good, clean, kosher.
Right.
And haram, which is more, like, bad, little risque. So I kind of wanted to do something so you could, like, see, like, where you fall in that, like, halal versus haram ratio
yeah.
as a person,
yeah.
and then connecting with others around you who are in that same demographic as you.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Asian communities, a lot of them, like, talk and communicate, and you have, like, this whole little, like, unit of people.
Yeah.
But the elders, like, the aunties and the uncles, yeah. they like to gossip.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
a kid is up to some haram activities, they're going to be talking about you.
True.
So you have to be careful as a kid in, I say kid because, like, even as you're older, you're still the kid.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful
like
as
even
a,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to be careful as a kid in that group because depending on what you do mm-hmm. and depending on who you associate with, they might be running straight to their mom and telling them all that you're getting up to.
We don't want any of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And as soon as they do that, every single mom's going to know.
Yeah.
And you're, like, blacklisted.
Oh, yeah.
So it's tricky to, like,
find the right
who
person.
Yeah, who you can talk to and who you can, like, be open with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I can make a little app to help me find my people.
To be a little risque.
Exactly. But, like, find people who are on that same
yeah.
wavelength as me. Because,
yeah.
like, I'm not super diehard on the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, doing everything crazy out here either.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's hard to, like, find that person who is on that same space
yeah.
as you. So that was one idea I had. Yeah, like, trying to make a really little app for that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what the filters would be and, like, how you, like, can trust that people are being honest on it.
That's what I mean. I'm like, that's what my question was. Like,
yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, what if you're trying to be a little snake and just get information for your mom?
People would. And I'm so sick and tired of people lying like that.
Like, dude, just mind your business. Mind your business.
Is it so hard?
No.
No.
But, I don't know. People be a little wacky.
That's a good idea, though.
Thanks. I thought it could be helpful. Yeah. Especially, like, growing up in that environment. Yeah.
I feel like
that's one idea I have that maybe...
Maybe it could be, like...
If anyone's listening, don't take it. But if you have ideas, hit me up.
It's already patented. Don't even worry.
Yeah, don't even try.
Copyrighted. Getting sued if you try.
Exactly. Yeah. But like I said, if you have ideas, hit me up.
But... On a side note,
we can collaborate.
Yeah, that's a good idea, though. Because I know that, like, people always try to look for, like, same groups of people, like, within, like, their views, you know?
Yeah,
so
for
I think that's why my sister did Bumble BFF whenever she moved to Chicago, because she's like, I need friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's tough, especially. And she's like, I feel like she said that there were so many, like, randoms, and it was not really, like, filtered. It's not filtered, you know?
Yeah.
So you're not finding, like, the people that are in the same, like, niche that she wanted. Like, she doesn't want somebody that's, like, a crazy, like, party girl aspect. And it's, like, you can't figure that out just through, like, an app. So, like, you need, like, filters and stuff, which would definitely
help. Maybe you could even go beyond just, like, the Asian community. Could spread a little farther.
Start with one, then expand.
Exactly. Yeah. Work out all the kinks and the issues.
Yeah. We don't want no snakes, though.
No snakes. No Slytherin.
No Slytherin house in here. Yeah. Yeah, but good idea.
Thanks. We'll see where it goes.
Well, I was just like, do you have an idea? Like, I've never, I feel like you've been here for, like,
I know. Like I said, I think it's weird that I haven't done anything.
I feel like everybody in launch, well, except for, like, me and.
Well, you have this.
Yeah, but that's not, like, it's, like, what is it, an entrepreneur, as Zach said?
Yeah. It's still a venture you took on.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I guess.
I feel like something to consider with, like, ventures is that they're typically, like, for, like, you try to make money off of it.
Yeah. I'm just, like, doing it for just, like.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Like, I'm just hanging out, guys. Too.
Yeah. We're just chit-chatting.
Yeah, no, basically. I don't know how the entrepreneurial mindset works, so that's, like, always been a bit, like, crazy, like, mindset. I don't know. It's, like, crazy for me to wrap my head around because they're like, go, go, go. I'm like.
They are, which I think sometimes they need to pause.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm one where I need to take a break.
Yes.
Like, agreed. Talk about all breaks, no gas.
Like, you know what? Same.
Literally at, like, a stale stoplight, like, nothing. Like, not even going to try to turn on red, you know?
I'm good. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay here, windows down, listen to my music.
Exactly. Yeah. Get a little breeze coming through.
Yeah, exactly.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about how you want to, or you're currently looking for jobs in PR and in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain type of company you would like to work for? Or I guess, like, do you have, like, an ideal company?
I think, I always say this, like, the company that I really want to work for is Duolingo.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've said that so many times.
Yeah.
I feel like something like a company like that, like, where, like, the environment is so crazy, like, and, like, silly, you know?
Because you could keep up with that.
Yeah, like, I just feel like they just, like, they put out the most, like, insane content. Like, I literally did, like, a presentation about it and how their content works because they started off being just, like, unhinged. Like, their comments, their, like, posts, everything that they do is just so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, eat it up. I literally think it's, like, the greatest thing ever. And I, like, love the way that they, like, strategize through that. Because they'll be like, oh, my God, like, it's, like, literally a language app, okay? Like, not everybody's doing that. But a lot of people who don't even have the app follow Duolingo because they're like, this is funny. Like, they're, like, more interested. Like, that's why I was like, maybe I should start doing Duolingo because they're hilarious. Like, and then it'll be like, they will, like, honestly respond to, like, more than half of the comments, which is so cool.
Yeah, they connect with their audience.
Yeah, they're, like, always, like, keeping up with, like, community engagement. And it's always, like, the most insane comments, too. It's, like, literally talking about, like, I don't know. It's like, I like wish I had like examples like right here, but it's just so crazy.
You also see them like posting on other people's TikToks, like in the comments.
Yeah, they'll like
literally they go, post about they take it. That next step yeah. to interact with their audience.
Yeah,
too.
They literally like know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I just think that's like so crazy. And like, I'm such like a silly, goofy girl. So yeah. I'm like, I just feel like I don't know how to describe it to them, but I'm like, I'm the perfect person.
Trust, I can do this.
I was like, LaunchNet's basically the same as Duolingo in a sense that it's silly goofy.
You're like, here's all the TikToks we made and we couldn't publish. Here's the ones we did publish.
I was like, listen to our unpublished, like, podcast.
You'll get it. Like, we get the vibes.
Yeah, so I think that was, like, I, like, tried to connect with, like, a bunch of people. I, like, tried to reach out, but, you know, you can only go so far.
Maybe a little down the line, you know?
Well, they're also based in Pittsburgh, which I'm like, that's crazy to me. Because I've, like, never
Just pull up.
That's why I'm like, no, I literally thought about it the other day. I was like, what would happen if I just
Why not?
Pulled up? Like, I can't get past the first door because, like, you need a key to get in. It's like, let me in.
Open the door.
Open the door. Like, please. Yeah, so I think that's my... That's, like, where I wanted to go, too. That's, like, kind of, like, dream job aspect where it's, like, yeah. kind of, like, a... Not so much, like, a cubicle environment, but, like, it yeah. looks more so, like... Like, you've seen, like, their office spaces, too, like, within, like, the social media, mm-hmm. like, recordings and stuff, and it seems cool. Like, it seems like it's not just, like, cubicles and, like, yeah. all, like, you know, like, corporate, you know? But...
We're going to clip this and put it on TikTok and tag Duolingo. Like, hey.
Please.
We got your next hire.
Yeah. I just, like, love what they do. I think they're so funny. Like, it's so yeah. funny. And I'm like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I was like, I'm a prankster. I'm a jokester. Like,
little Winston Bishop prank.
I literally think, like, I say this all the time. Like, my friends literally will say this, too. They're like, you're such a Winston. Like, people that don't know me. Say that I'm a CC, mm-hmm. and then people that know me.
I don't see you as CC
exactly.
at all.
It's people that don't know me that well. They're like, you're just a CC, and I'm like, no,
no.
And then, but people that know me, they're like, you're such a Winston. And yeah. I was like, I know.
I was like, I'm self-aware.
I'm self-aware because okay. Winston's such like a random like.
He's so silly goofy.
And like, I will laugh so hard whenever he does things, and then my friends will be like, that wasn't that funny. I said. That was hilarious.
That's because you don't get it. But me and Winston...
We're the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, yeah, I'm a Winston.
Yeah.
For sure.
You got your Ferguson?
No, but I will eventually. Definitely, like, I feel
You
like,
have your dog.
Definitely not a Ferguson, though. Mm. I feel like I'll get, like, a pet turtle or something.
I think that's perfect, actually.
Like, I fitting. Like, it yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Or, like a hedgehog.
Oh.
Like, small little guy. Yeah.
Yeah. A little chinchilla, small. Perhaps?
No, I don't think I like those.
Oh, okay.
I don't think,
yeah. Why?
I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me to okay. have them as, like, a pet. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, maybe I'll, like, get a pet squirrel.
That feels right to you?
Yeah, I just...
Take a little black squirrel from Kent.
Yeah, I just feel like the squirrels in my back lot are, like, on something. They're scary to me. I'm like, they're. I feel like they'll fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. They eat out of our trash, so, like, they love our avocados. We'll eat, like, I'll see them holding, like, the whole, like, avocado rind. Like, you know,
because interesting.
Like, you know, because we, like, scooped out all the avocado.
They're just getting those last little bits.
I'm just like, you to you, man. I don't know. Yeah. Huh. They're a little scary, but I feel like I'm like, basically a squirrel.
Like, not a sable.
No, I'm like... A sable too.
Sable squirrel.
I'm a sable squirrel. Two different things. But yeah, dream aspect, dream job.
Duolingo.
Or something fun.
Yeah.
You know, I used to think that I wanted to work in like the world of fashion.
Okay.
But I don't know, my sister works in fashion.
It seems stressful.
Yeah, she hates it.
Like,
you know?
I don't think they have fun.
She does not have fun. She's like, it's just like, you're overworked and underpaid and underappreciated. And then it's like, oh.
That's wrong.
Yeah. I was like, I want to be somewhere where I have fun, I'm appreciated, and yeah. I'm maybe overpaid.
Which, honestly, that's not asking for too much.
I think that's fair.
I think
they're stuck in, like, this loop, this, like, ever-going loop of just, like, well, I was treated this way, so we have to treat you this way. Like, I was treated this way, I have
that's
to treat
so
you this way.
That's so messed up. Like, so, break the cycle, dude.
That's what I mean. I just feel like it's, like, a continuous cycle of just people being like, well, we don't have to.
I dealt with this, so you have to deal with. No.
Like, but that's, like, something, like, my sister would do. I feel like she would, like, if she ever got to, like, a higher-up role, she'd be like, well, you have to go and get me a coffee. She's like, why aren't you, like, listening to me? You know? And I'm, like, I just don't think, like, I just think that's, like, the mindset of the people that go in there. It's so cutthroat where you have to, like, continue that cutthroat, like, energy. And I'm like, why?
I don't want to be there.
I don't really ever want to dehumanize someone ever, you know? I'm like, that's never a goal of mine. I want to make sure.
I feel like that would hurt me more.
Exactly.
Than them.
Like, being like, you have to get my coffee for me.
Like, I'll get your coffee.
No,
it's
like,
okay.
I'd be like, oh my god, like, what do you want? Like, I'm on my way.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I would feel so bad. Like, I feel like whenever I did really like my internship because they were so nice and they were so, like, understanding because I, you know, I'm a small little guy going into the big world.
Yeah.
And they were just like, we want you to learn as much as possible and take away as much as possible from this. Or, like, we don't want you to be just doing tedious, like, coffee runs or anything.
The grunt
work. Like, they're like, we want you to actually be involved. And I was like, oh, man. It's like, you guys mean it.
This is so nice.
So it was nice. It was, I honestly learned a lot from them. I was like, shout out ANSYS. Loved it.
Shout out ANSYS.
They're such, like, an underground, not an underground company, but, like, if you aren't in the tech field, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know them, and they're such an amazing company. So I was like, 10 out of 10.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah. I loved them. I have to reach out to them, though, because I'm like, hey.
I'm graduating.
You haven't done anything.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Remember how much I learned?
Remember I learned a lot? Yeah. But, yeah. So, that's that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have my one last question.
Okay, and then I have my last question.
Okay. Is it the same question?
No, because I think I knew you were going to ask
this,
so I didn't.
Oh, okay, good. Because I wasn't here. Because I was like, what if she asked?
I had a feeling you might.
Okay, well, because I have to. It's my favorite.
I know. Yeah, no. I knew it was coming.
So, like, I had to?
Okay. Yeah.
How would you describe an entrepreneur?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about this morning because I'm like.
You know.
You were going to ask it, but I'm
to.
Like, what am I going to say? Because, like, the definition can go so many different places.
And I feel like I've heard everybody's, like, thing, so I feel like if I were to say anything, it would be, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh.
I think at the core of it, for me, an entrepreneur is someone who has the motivation to pursue their passion.
Yeah.
Because when I think of an entrepreneur, I don't think just, like, that, like, business mindset. I feel like artists are entrepreneurs, musicians, actors. Like, it just goes so much farther than, like, what you typically think of as, like, a business entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But I think what all those people have in common is that motivation for their passion.
Yeah.
Whether they're, like, trying to profit off of it, whether they're just doing it out of, like, pure enjoyment.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of, like, ties all those people together.
Yeah,
that
I like
motivation
that.
Passion. Thank you.
Two thumbs up. Two thumbs
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no one can see that.
Yeah, I gave two thumbs up. But yeah,
thank
that was
so
really
much.
Good. I love whenever, I think that's my favorite part, is whenever everybody describes their, like, term and, like, of entrepreneur, because it's so different every time.
It is,
and
yeah.
I feel like it's more so how, like, the clients think of themselves, and
because
I like to see that they're just basically just, like, talking about themselves.
Yeah, I hope they recognize that.
I don't
that,
know,
like,
if they do.
And I don't why, think they do,
because they're like, this
like,
is how they
is
are
you.
No, that's what I mean, like, every time they talk about it, I'm like, okay. I'm
that,
like, that
don't
was good
forget.
Don't
you
forget
that
that's you guys, that's
yeah.
you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it's hard for entrepreneurs to swallow that, like, oh, I am an entrepreneur.
I feel like entrepreneurs are also, like, not the most humble people, but they just, I feel like they're pretty, like, down, not down to earth, but just, like, they're humble about,
yes,
like,
I agree.
They always think that they're doing the least when they're actually doing the most.
Yeah.
You know?
Fully agree.
So, yeah.
So my final question for you.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Is, like, it's, sorry. Let me retry that. Okay.
I'm like, what is it?
So my final question for you is, what recommendations do you have for current students? Or I guess, like, what's the biggest takeaway you've had from your undergrad?
From undergrad, okay. Oh, man, this is a good one. I don't know. I've had so many life lessons, I feel like.
You've grown a lot as a person, yeah. I've
learned a lot of life lessons. I think freshman and sophomore year are two different years from, like, junior and senior year. Like, mm-hmm. being, like, in that, like, you know, you're just so young and then you grow up. So, I don't know. Biggest life lesson, I would just, like, say, like, be as involved as you can. Really try hard to just, like, put yourself out there, make as many connections. Really, like, try to, like, be, like, friends with your professors. Like, yes, even though
absolutely
some of them aren't bestie boos, some of them give you, like, the worst energy. Make as many connections as possible. I think that's, like, a big thing to, like, lead out into the future.
Yeah.
And I think being involved, like, honestly, just, like, enjoy your time. Like, that's what I, like, did. It's, like, I tried to, like, be involved in things to enjoy my time. And I really, like, really wanted to enjoy my time with my friends, you know?
Yeah,
like, take in every moment, you know? Don't let the little things get to you, because I think that's a big thing, is that people mm-hmm. just, like, let all these little, like, little tiny assignments too. You get them done, it's over with.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just feel like it's, like, you can't let that stress build up, or else you're just not going to have a good time. And you just, like, there's 4 years, and it goes by so fast. That's, like, my biggest thing, is that you have to take in every single moment, because I'm, like, I graduate in a week, and I, like, am, like, I have so much I want to do
what
still.
What do you mean I graduate in a week?
I was, like, I have so much I want to do, so I have to figure that out. Still.
Social calendar is about to be booked.
No, literally. But, yeah, I just think take in every moment. Be as involved. Really, honestly, don't beef with your friends ever. Like, I just, like, I don't get it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. I just think do as much as you can to really just enjoy your time. Like, school is obviously, like, a big part, but don't let it take you down. I'm, like, I've met so many people that have had not great grades. Not saying don't try.
Yes.
But they've done, like, great things, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. GPAs don't matter as long as you graduate, you know?
Yes.
You graduate. So I
get those experiences in.
Yeah, I just think, like, college is, like, yes, it's to get your degree, but it's also to, like, learn life lessons and, like, really experience life.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not, because I feel like people that don't go to college, like, they're not, it's, like, they're taking their different paths, but it's also, like, there's so many life lessons. Like, you have to grow up in college.
Yes.
So, and I think that some people should have stayed in college because they haven't grown up. So.
Yes. There's also just, like you said, so many opportunities and things happening. Like, people want to help students. So definitely take advantage of that.
Yeah, I just think being as involved as you can, really making connections, really just, like, don't let the little things get to you.
Yeah.
I really want to emphasize that.
I think that's great advice.
Because I literally think you can't get anything done. And I've seen, like, friends in the past, like, just, like, little tiny things really just, like, put them down. And I'm like, dude.
We don't got time for this.
I was like, next week you're going to forget about it. I was
it's not worth it.
Yeah, I think having, like, a fixed mindset, like, I think growing up, too, I changed my mindset where it's, like, you didn't really want to think too much on, like, things that I can't have control over, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So, if you need to go to therapy, you know?
Talk it out.
Talk it out, man.
Yeah.
Talk it out to a friend. Find a buddy. Talk it out.
On the podcast?
Create your own podcast.
Just talking it out.
Talk about it. Yeah. So, really enjoy your time.
I think that's really good
best advice. Enjoy your time. Because then it's going to go by too fast and you're going to be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a great reminder for current, like, undergrad students specifically. Just enjoy. Just enjoy.
Yeah, I'm like, that, like, you know, 12-page, 15-page paper that you got going, get it done, and then it's going to be over with. You don't want to do it. Nobody ever wants to do it.
No.
But you're going to turn it in, and you're going to be like, what was I, like, so, like, stressed about? You're like, I just did it. You know, don't worry too much.
Yeah.
Things will all work out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, as you guys know, we do a little rapid fire section at the end of each episode with our guests. And we actually had our team members come up with the rapid fire questions, which we haven't seen yet. And Zach literally delivered them to me in a sealed envelope. so that I don't see them.
Why? I was like,
let's get after it.
Why is it like going up?
You know, I can't answer that.
Yeah.
But we are unsealing the envelope.
Okay.
To get the questions.
That's crazy.
I'm tearing the envelope in the process, but it's fine. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm gonna like try to not look at all of them
okay.
at the same time. Okay, question number one. Oh wow, this is interesting. If you could have a theme song play every time you step foot on KSU soil, what would it be?
Whoa, that one. I feel like that one's definitely like from Teddy.
I almost feel like it's a Caitlin question.
Oh, true. Okay, I can't wait to ask them like who did this.
Yeah.
Okay, so like your walk on song.
Yes. Oh gosh.
I feel like a song that really just like gets me like good vibes, good like you know.
Yeah.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. I feel like that's just such a, like, like, you know?
Yeah, it's just a fun time.
Yeah, like, because I want to have fun. Like, if I'm walking on campus, I'm going to be like, you know?
I agree.
Okay, what's
the first song that popped in my head was Take On Me.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So we're doing, like, oldies.
Yeah, that's, like, literally the first one. Because, like, I don't know, it's just, like, a fun song to, like, sing along to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that'd be it.
We're kind of, like, doing, like, literally, like, the same genre, almost.
We're on the same frequency.
Yeah, same frequency. No, that was a good one.
Okay, number two. Oh. I say that because I'm like, I don't know who would submit this. Favorite rolling refreshments beverage. Like, Audrey, did you sneak in here?
Audrey? Like, she definitely was like, shout out. Give me a shout out.
Yeah. You can go first if you know.
Well, I wasn't there. Okay, Caitlin was talking about this blackberry lemonade, and all I, like, wanted was that. Like,
yeah.
She was like, it was so good. It was so good. But the only one I had the, because I wasn't there at the.
The recent one. Yeah.
So I missed out. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I had this spicy, like, watermelon thing. Well, I feel like everything that they do is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the spicy watermelon thing. Honestly, 10 out of 10. It was so good. And then.
That sounds good.
Yeah, because it was the first showcase. It was the last semester showcase. And they had amazing drinks there, too. So yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. They always win.
They're so good.
Yeah.
At the most recent showcase, I had the Shirley Temple.
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And let me just say, it was so well balanced. Because for me, personally, I feel like a lot of the Shirley Temples don't have enough grenadine.
Yeah.
And this one, you tasted grenadine throughout. Like, it was great.
You're like, good.
This is good. Yes. Yeah. If there was one, there's one I haven't tried. It was like a blackberry mojito mocktail. That sounds good.
Yeah. I love a good mint.
Yeah. I haven't had that one, but. I feel like
they always
really
sound
that.
So good, and I just want to try them all, but I know it'd give me like a tummy ache. But
we need like a little sample.
I know, like a little shot. Shots of each one. I'm like, this one's good.
Yeah. Okay, number three. If you could become any celebrity for a day, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I don't know.
I think I'd want to be Donald Glover.
I don't know why. So you could just, like, go and tweet everything ever.
Wait, that could be kind of funny, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Why?
I just feel like he's done so much.
Yeah.
And I'd just be kind of curious, like, where he's at now, what he's up to. Like, he's literally done it all.
Well, apparently, because he just did a show. Like, he was at Coachella. Yeah, he was out, but he was, like, doing his, like, acting for, like, he came back to acting. So he quit, he did, like, music, then he did acting, music, and then acting.
He's going back to music now.
He's going back.
I think that might be why he's top of mind.
He has two albums, he said he's finished.
He's doing a tour.
Yeah, he said that he's going to do two albums, like, one's going to be his final album, so it's, like, he already has them, like, in motion.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
I think that's probably why he's top of mind right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's crazy. I was like, I can't even think of somebody that I'd want to be. I was like,
There's so many celebrities out there.
I just want to be myself.
Oh, so true to the heart.
I don't know,
genuine.
Like, maybe I'll be the president of the United States.
Mr. Joe.
Make some, like, crazy rules or something. I don't know.
You should.
Just, like, see what it's like to be, like, president.
Yeah, what do they do?
I don't know if I'd want to be Joe Biden, though.
Maybe, like, a former... former president.
I don't know if I'd want to be any of those two.
No, not, like, the recent ones.
I know. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I'm, like, maybe, like, a Kardashian, see how, like, their lives are.
See what they do.
Yeah, I'm, like, somebody who's, like, uber famous, you know, where it's, yeah. like, house life, like, and, like, why would I hate it?
Yeah, what do you do in a day?
Yeah, I know, because I'm, like, you can't do anything normal.
Mm-mm. You know what? Mark Zuckerberg might be interesting.
True. That would be cool. That would, not cool, but, like, creepy.
Creepy, yeah, yeah. But I'd just be, like... I don't seriously know. There's some interesting stuff going on in that head. Yeah. So
it's like, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, that one's a tough one. So maybe I would do like some like Kardashian or like Jenner. Maybe I'll be like, so I know all the tea because I feel like they have so much drama.
Oh my god. Yeah. And it'd be like, I'm gonna be Northwest.
Oh my gosh. No, she's iconic. Yeah. But maybe one of those.
I would be Northwest and then turn the comments on their TikTok.
Oh my gosh, true.
Just to see what's coming
through. Just to see
what's
going on, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like, Kylie Jenner, like, what's up with her? Like,
I know.
I don't know.
Little Timmy?
Yeah, don't know.
Ooh, Zendaya could be fun, too.
Oh, Zendaya. Did you hear there was, like, marriage rumors of her and Tom?
I've heard, yeah, someone, I saw a tweet that said they've talked about it. I'm like, okay.
I was like... Yeah.
Okay. Seems like a normal conversation.
Yeah. I was like, they've been dating for a pretty long time.
So yeah. Show me a ring.
Yeah.
Show me a ring.
They've been so, like, secretive about it. I was like, I love it.
I think that's great.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. Number four. Is there a food you have never tried but would like to?
We both just, like, look up. I was like, I don't...
Where's the food?
Is it, like, gonna fall out of the sky? I don't know.
That
I've never tried. I definitely have talked about this before with, like, my friends, where I'm like, oh, I want to try that so badly, but...
Yeah. I feel like, recently, I've seen a lot of content about, like, Swedish candy. Like, the gummies and stuff.
Yeah,
I've never tried one. Yeah. So, like, currently, maybe that...
I've seen a lot of that. Have you seen the thing where it's, like, it's 3 a.m. and I'm so dehydrated, so, like, come make huache with me or whatever?
Oh, yeah, with the Jell-O and the fruit and the Sprite.
I saw that last night. Like,
do you think it'd be good?
That's what I'm, like, because I'm, like, I love strawberry milk.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Sprite throws me off, though.
So a little bit, yeah.
But, like, the fruit looks, it looks so delicious.
It does look refreshing.
Yeah, so I'm, like...
It looks crisp.
Maybe you want to try that. I don't know. Yeah. That was, like, the most recent thing that I saw where I'm, like, I think I have to make it, like, today.
I think
today.
You should. Do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I'll make the TikTok, too.
Oh, number five is a this or that.
Okay.
Moths or butterflies?
Oh, what?
I pick butterfly.
Yeah. Moths? No.
Cats or orcas? Oh.
Oh, orcas.
I might choose cats.
Yeah, but you're a cat person.
I am.
I think cats are cute until, like...
I don't know if you're a cat person. Yeah. I don't think so.
I like them, but I would never own one.
Okay, fair.
Like, I think they're, like, funny and silly, and, like, yeah. I like seeing them, and I'm like... I like whenever they, like, come up to you, and they're, like...
they're, like, they rub around a
little
bit.
I'm like, that's so weird. Okay.
Okay, cat. Yeah, I think I do cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, okay, word.
Wow.
Where did the moths come from?
I don't know.
Have we ever, like, discussed moths? I was like, is that, like, an inside joke or something?
I don't know. I feel like I heard Teddy talking about moths last week. So maybe that.
A moth. I just feel like moths, like, I don't know, whenever I see them at night, I feel like sometimes I accidentally, like, swat at them.
I'm just want to stay away.
Yeah. A butterfly, I think they're cute.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. I wasn't expecting any of those. Like, an orca one for sure.
Orca one for sure. I wasn't expecting, like, I thought they were going to be, like, how ours are, you know? Like, I was going to expect, like, literally the same exact questions that we asked. Like, if you could have dinner with anybody, who would it be and why?
Yeah.
And then we go, like, Teddy Roosevelt, but specifically the Robin Williams version from
Pass
the Museum.
Museum. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
So if you're wondering about our answer,
yeah,
that's what
it's basically the same one. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So I think that's.
Oh my god! Is that a wrap?
Yeah. Oh. Aw, man.
Oh.
Aw, man. Okay.
Oh, this was so much fun.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want to shout anything? Like, usually, like, it's like, shout out your business.
Do you want to shout anything out?
Oh, follow me on LinkedIn, for sure. If you want to.
Yeah. Sydney Pendergast.
Yeah. It's literally Sydney Pendergast. I think, like, my LinkedIn, like, it's like Sydney, like, LinkedIn.com/IN/SydneyPendergast/ That's my LinkedIn link.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like how you had that, like, ready to go.
No, because I literally put an L in my search bar, and it's literally the first thing that because I'm always on it. Do you know your LinkedIn?
I think I changed it recently. Let me look.
Yeah.
Because you can edit it.
Yeah, so it's, like, your name.
Yeah, it's linkedin.com/in/Alize-Khalifa/
Yeah.
So connect with us.
Connect with us.
Connect with LaunchNet. LaunchNet's also on LinkedIn.
I'm like Sydney Pendergast on everything because that's my name. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Follow LaunchNet.
Follow LaunchNet. Connect on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram too. LaunchNet_KSU.
TikTok.
We should probably make some of those.
We have some. But. We never got to them.
Trying our best.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We should finish that one.
I've been making a TikTok, too, personally, and it just forgot about it.
It happens.
It's so bad.
It's okay.
Okay, well, okay, this is the last one.
Thank you, Sydney.
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, anyways, let's get after it.